Leader!
Order, order. Parliament began the week with the Prime Minister, John Key, leading the House and reflecting on the plight of the 29 workers who are trapped in the Pike River coal mine near Greymouth after the explosion last Friday.
Our thoughts right now are with the miners' families and the sense of helplessness they must be feeling. We share their frustration. We too are impatient to see a rescue team sent in. But we also realise that the toxic and potentially explosive gases could cause more casualties too.
Mr Key said there'd be inquiries and investigations into the cause of the disaster.
But right now, as we all await updates on the situation, our thoughts and hopes go out to the community and families of all those who are suffering unbearable anxiety and distress as they wait for information about their loved ones. Mr Speaker, as John Milton once said, they also serve who only stand and wait.
The Prime Minister's sentiments were echoed by opposition leader Phil Gough, who also had a word for those waiting to begin the rescue effort.
Peter Whittle, the Chief Executive Officer of Pike River Coal, who is carrying an incredible responsibility and strain. Police District Commander Gary Knowles and Mines Rescue Unit Leader Trevor Watt.
Mr Gough said Labour MPs Damien O'Connor and Rick Barker were in Greymouth.
Both Damien and Rick are born and bred coasters, and they know many of the families who are suffering at this time.
Another with personal connections to the West Coast was the Green MP, Kevin Haig.
There would not be a family in and around Greymouth, where I live, without at least some connection to at least someone in the mine. And for many of us, it's for many of those in the mine.
Kevin Haig said he had asked his colleagues on the coast to tell him what message they'd want him to convey to the House.
And the overwhelming message that they have asked me to convey is one of hopefulness and positivity.
United Futures' Peter Dunn also had personal links to the event.
In my case, I wasn't obviously around at the time, but I do remember family talking about the Brunner explosion because my great-grandfather was a mining inspector at that time. I remember my grandfather and his family talking about strongmen. And when I saw the list of people who were missing in the mine at Pike River on Saturday, I saw the name of Milton Osborne, who was United Futures 2005 West Coast Tasman candidate.
United Futures' Peter Dunn, while the ACT Party was represented by their leader, Rodney Hyde.
On behalf of the ACT Party, our thoughts go to the men, their families, their community, and the rescue crew, who must be champing at the bit. Forced to wait must surely be heart-wrenching. We all want nothing more than to see those 20 men brought back to the service, alive and well.
That should be 29, of course, while the Māori Party's Rahui Katane also had a slip.
This is a community devastated by the fatalities of the strongmen mine disaster of 19 January 1967. The Dobson mine disaster of 3 December 1926 and the Brunner mine disaster of 26 March 1896. And now it is a community hoping with every breath that they can summon that there will not be a new date to add to its collective memory, Friday 18 November 2010.
Friday was actually the 19th. Finally, the Progressives' Jim Anderton said it was a harrowing time for all involved.
Once this period of waiting is over and the immediate priorities are settled, there needs, of course, to be an intensive inquiry into why this has happened, how it has happened, and to help ensure that it does not happen again. Questions over these matters need answers. However, now is not the time for them to be answered. There is other work to do.
And for the House, that work involved the third reading of the Employment Relations Amendment Bill No. 2, extending the 90-day trial period, although its choice as the first bill on the order paper was questioned by Labour's Trevor Mallard.
I think it shows a certain lack of taste on the part of the government to promote this bill today. I think that if the government thought carefully about appropriate legislation to promote while we have an unfolding situation on the West Coast, they would have gone for legislation that was not in the industrial relations area, and I think it's sad that they've chosen to do so.
The third reading of the Employment Relations Amendment Bill was followed by the third reading of the Holidays Amendment Bill. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.